Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis. Now, we had already explained on Nun Aleph Amud Beis that a person has a chiv of Shvisas Behema on Shabbos. His Behema has to be Shoves Mimalacha, has to rest from doing Malacha, and therefore the Behema can't be carrying a burden out to Rishos HaRabim. But something that's tufel to the Behema's guf, the animal's allowed to go out with Rishos HaRabim, because that's not considered a Masa. So the Mishnah is going to detail the situations that a behemoth is allowed to carry something that's considered tofel to the guf, and it's going to bring machlokas tanoim as far as that is concerned. So says the Mishnah, chamar yotze bimar da'as bizman shikshura bo. A chamor is allowed to go to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos with a marda'as. It's just something that they put on the back of the chamor to warm it when it's tied on to the chamor. Zechorim yotzen levuvin. Male rams are allowed to go out when they have a piece of leather that's tied under their male organ, rechelos yotzos shechuzos, and rechelos can go out with their tail tied up, and they can go out kavulos with their tail tied down, u kavunos, and they can also go out wrapped in a beged to keep their wool nice and clean. Heizim yotzos tsururos, goats can go out when their udders are tied with a beged, whether they're tied in order to dry them out from any milk, or whether they're tied in like a bag in order to protect the chalav that it shouldn't drip onto the ground. And even though behema carries the beged that's tied onto it, those things aren't considered a masa. They're not considered a burden. They're considered things that are just part of the uniform of the animal. They're tafel to the behema, and they're not called a masa. Rabbi Yossi Oser Bekulan Chutz Min Arachelin Hakavunos. Rabbi Yossi says all of these things that the Tanakhama allowed, he does not allow, because he holds these things are all considered a masa, except for the rechelin going out wrapped in a beged, because that atifa is not considered a masa, because it's there to protect the wool, and that's like a tachshit that they have. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Izim Yotzos Tzurus, that the goats can go out with their udders tied with a beged, like the Tanakamba, that it's not considered a masa, but that's only liyabish, but that's only if the purpose of it is to dry it out from any milk. So in such a way they would tie it on very well, and you don't have to worry that the beged might fall off. Aval lo lechalav. But if they tied it on to protect the chalav, that's not good, because that will be considered a masa, since they don't tie it on particularly well, and there's a chashash that it might come to fall off. So now, the Gemara tells us on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Mishnah had said that a chamor can go out with the marda'as that's tied onto it. So Amar Shmuel, v'hu shekshuru lo me'erev Shabbos. When we say chamor could go out to Rosh Hashanah with the marda'as when it's tied onto it, that's only if the marda'as was already tied onto the chamor from Erev Shabbos, because in that way you're showing that the chamor needs that marda'as in order to warm it, and it's serving as a malbush, and it's therefore not a masa, it's not a burden. But if it was not tied on May Erev Shabbos, then it's considered a masa that you're imposing on the animal on Shabbos. So the Gemara is medayit from the Mishnah, from a Mishnah, that Shmuel is correct. Amar Rav Nachman Masnisi Nami Deka. The Mishnah that we're going to learn is meduyik like Shmuel. The Katani, because the Mishnah is going to say on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Eina Chamor Yotzi B'Mardas B'Zman She'ina K'shuru Lo. A Chamor cannot go out to Rosh Hashanah with a Mardas when it's not tied onto it. So Hechi Dami, what are we talking about exactly? Ile Ma She'ina K'shuru Lo Klal. If we're talking about that the Mardas is not tied on at all, so we can say Pshita, it's a Davar Pashut Misvara that the Chamor cannot go out with it. And the Mishnah doesn't need to tell me that. Because obviously you have to be choshesh that maybe the mardas is going to fall off of the chamor because it's not tied on at all, and the owner might forget about it, vasila suye, and he's going to come to pick it up when it falls off of the chamor. He's going to come to carry it, and the owner will carry it to Aladam Sunashram. So that's obvious that that's us. So you don't need a mission to tell me that you can't put a mardas on the chamor and then just not tie it on. Elalav enik shur meir of Shabbos. No, what it must mean is that a chamor cannot go out with a marda'as that hasn't been already tied on May Erev Shabbos. Mechal de Reisha, shekshur lo May Erev Shabbos. So it must be that our mission, which says that a chamor can go out with a marda'as that's kshura, must mean that it's kshura already from Erev Shabbos. So shema mina, so we think that that is in fact a good raya. So the Gemara brings a raya from a braisa to Shmuel. Tanya nami hachi, we have a braisa like Shmuel. Chamor yotzei b'marda'as. A chamor can go out on Shabbos to Rosh Hashanah with a marda'as b'zman shekshur k'shura lo me'erev Shabbos. If it were tied on me'erev Shabbos, so in such a way, then merdas is not considered a masa, it's considered a malbush to warm it up. V'lo bu'ukaf, but not with a wooden type of thing that's put on top of the merdas to protect the chamor from getting scratched from whatever burdens are there. Afal bisha k'shura lo me'erev Shabbos, even if it's tied on from erev Shabbos, because the ukaf is always considered a masa. It's never really a malbush that's there to warm the chamor. Shmuel Leil says even the ukaf is okay if it was tied me'erev Shabbos. Ublavat shelo yikshalo masrichan. As long as you don't tie on a strap that you would tie in the front of the animal that grabs the ukaf and the masa that's on its back in its place, that holds in its place, that so that it doesn't slip toward the back of the animal when the animal climbs up an incline. Ublavat shelo yifshalo ritsua tachas navo, and that's also if you don't put a ritsua, a strap under the tail in order to hold the ukaf and the masa in the place so that it doesn't slip up to the, toward the neck of the animal when the animal goes downhill, because such ritsuos certainly look like a masa. They do not look like they are part of the clothing or the malbush of the chamor. So now the Gemara discusses whether you're allowed to put a marda'as on the chamor on Shabbos in order to warm it when it's in the chatzar and it's not going after Rosh Hashanah. So by min ravasi bar nasa min ravchia bar ravashi, ma'u litein marda'as al gabi chamor b'Shabbos. Can you put a marda'as on a chamor in your chatzer on Shabbos in order to warm it up, not to go out with him to Rosh Hashanah? So Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi said to Rav Asi bar Nosson, Mutter, yeah, you're allowed to do that. So Rav Asi bar Nosson said, Amar Lei, he asked him, V'chima ben zeh l'ukaf, why is this any different than putting an ukaf, which he said is asur, ishtik, so he had nothing to respond. He didn't say anything. So Rav Asi bar Nosson thought that Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi didn't respond to his shayla because he thought that he was disregarding his shayla, because even an ukaf is mutter to put on a chamar on Shabbos. So Esvei, so therefore he asked on him, you know, it says in the Braisa, ukaf shal gabe chamar, if there's an ukaf on a chamar, and you want to remove it from the chamar on Shabbos in order to cool it off from the heat of the burden that it's carrying from Erev Shabbos, lo yitaltel en abiyado, you're not allowed to be metaltel, you're not allowed to move the ukaf by hand. Ella, so what do? You untie the whatever's holding the ukaf on from underneath the animal, malicha mavia, and you just walk the animal around the chatzer, and then the ukaf will fall down on its own. So hashta litol amrit lo lahaniach mibayi. So if you're not even allowed to take it off on Shabbos, you think you're going to be allowed to put the ukaf on Shabbos? Davar pashut, that's even worse, because then it looks like you're putting a burden on your chamor. So why in the world should a marda'as be any different than an ukaf? That just like you're not allowed to put an ukaf on a chamor in a chatzer, so too you should not be allowed to put a merdas on a chamor. So Amalei Rabbi Zeira, so Rabbi Zeira said to Rav Asi bar Nosson, Shavkei, leave Rabbi Chiya bar Ravashi alone. Don't ask on him from the Braisa, because Rabbi Svirle, he holds like Rav, who is his Rebbe. Damar Rabbi Chiya bar Ravashi, Amar Rav, Tolin Traskal lebehema b'Shabbos. You're allowed to hang a basket that's full of barley for a behema around its neck on Shabbos, and its mouth will be inside the basket so that it could eat. It's like a feeding basket in order that that it won't have to bend down and eat off the ground. It will be able to eat straight out of the basket that's around its neck. The kal v'chomer l'mardas, and from the heter to hang that basket, kal v'chomer, you're allowed to put a mardas on the chamar. Uma hasam d'mishum ta'anuk shari, if the traskel, which is only there for some extra enjoyment and pampering of the animal so that it shouldn't have to bend down to eat its food off the ground, and that's mutter to do, hach d'mishum tsa'ar, over here it's to warm the animal, to protect it from extreme cold, lo kolshkin, of course it's going to be mutter to put on the animal on Shabbos. So you see that Shitas Rav is that you're allowed to put a mardas on a chamar on Shabbos, and you don't have to worry that that it's like you're coming to put a place a burden on the animal. And even his Talmud of Chiya bar Ashi, holds like Rav, and that's why he said that it's in fact mutter. So the Gemara brings Shmuel, who disagrees with Rav, and says that you're not allowed to hang the feeding basket on the behemah. Shmuel, amar mardas mutter, traskal aser. You're allowed to put a mardas to protect the animal from the tsar of the cold, but you're not allowed to put a traskel, the feeding basket, around its neck on Shabbos. So they reported to Shmuel what Rav had said. So Shmuel said to Rabbi Yosef, if that's what Rav says, then he doesn't know the first thing about Hilchos Shabbos, because it's obviously usur to hang a traskel around the animal's neck on Shabbos. So Kisalik Rabbi Zeru, when Rabbi Zeru went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafes to Yosef Kamerle Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. He found that Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafes was saying this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan as follows: Nosen Mardas Al Gabi Chamor B'Shabbos, that you could put a Mardas on a Chamor on Shabbos. So Amaleis Rabbi Zeru says to Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafes, Yasher V'Chein Tirguma Ar Yoch B'Bavel. That's 100% correct, and that's how they said, just like you in Bavel. So Ar Yoch Manu, who's Ar Yoch that said like this in Bavel? Shmuel, is it Shmuel v'harav Nami Amara? Rav also said that with the Mardas, they both agreed that you're allowed to put on the Chamar. Ela Shamei Dava Mesayim Bei. No, Rabbi Zeru heard that Rabbi Yom Bar Yafes then added, after he said you're allowed to put the Mardas on, he said ve'ein tolin traskol de Shabbos, that you're not allowed to put the feeding basket around the animal's neck on Shabbos. So Amalei Yasher v'chein Targuma Ar Yoch b'Bavel. Ah, that chilik between the traskol and the Mardas, that's Shita of Shmuel. And that's what Shmuel is saying, like you and Bavel. Rav disagrees. Rav thinks that you're even allowed to put both the feeding basket and the mardas on the animals. So now the Gemara goes to Ravasi Bar Nosson's Shaila. What's the difference between a mardas and an ukaf? So dekuliam, let me ask mardas mutter. Apparently both Rav and Shmuel agree that you're allowed to put a mardas on the chamar. So Maishname ukaf, why then is putting the ukaf, this wooden thing that protects the animal from getting scratched by the masa that you're going to put on his back, why in the world would that be usur? So the Gemara responds that you can't learn from the Braisa that it's you're not allowed to put an ukaf. That from the fact that the Braisa says you're not allowed to take an ukaf off does not necessarily indicate that you're not allowed to put an ukaf on. So the Gemara responds, don't learn from the Braisa that you're not allowed to put an ukaf on. Shiny hasam de efshar dinafel mela. In the case of taking it off, the reason you're not allowed to take it off directly is because there's another option. It will fall off on its own if you just walk the animal around the chatzer. But there's no way that it's going to jump on the animal on its own, and therefore you are allowed to put it on. Rav Papa says there's another chilik between taking an ukaf off and putting an ukaf on. Kan l'chamima, kan l'tzanina. There's a big difference between warming an animal and cooling an animal. Chamma is leitzara. The chamor has a lot of tzar if you don't put the ukaf on, because cold causes a lot of tzar. L'tzanina, less leitzara, but it doesn't have so much tzar from the heat that it needs to really cool down. V'hainu damri inshi, chamra afilu b'tkuvas tamos kririla. And that's what people say, that donkeys don't seem to be bothered by the heat, even in the middle of the summer. You see donkeys walking around in the Middle East, and it's very, very hot. They don't seem to be bothered by the heat, but cold really bothers donkeys. So now Mesve, the Bnei Yeshiva, asked on Shmuel. Shmuel said, you're not allowed to put a feeding basket around the animal's neck. So it says in the Tosefta, Lo Yetzei Hasus Biznav Shuel, a horse is not allowed to go into Rosh Hashanah with a fox's tail that they would hang between its eyes in order that he should be saved from Ayin Hara. V'lo b'zahuris Shabein Einov, nor with a red cloth that they would hang between his eyes for a decoration. Lo yetzei azov b'kishalo. A zov shouldn't go with the pouch that they would hang around his aver in order to make sure that he was counting how many times he was roa ziva. V'lo izim b'kis shebedadehen. Nor should the goats go out with the pouch that was around their udders. V'lo para b'chasum shebefia. And a cow should not go out with the muzzle that's in its mouth. Velosi yachim, and the young donkey shouldn't go out betraskalin shebepiem with the baskets, the feeding baskets that are hanging around their mouth. Lirushas rabim turushas rabim velo behema besandal shebragleha, and an animal shouldn't go out with the metal horseshoes that are on its feet, this to protect its feet from getting hurt from the rocks. Velo bekameya, and nor with an amulet that they would hang for refuah. Afal pishu mum. halacha, even though it's a proven kameya. Vezu chomer bebehemim miba adam. And this, in this din, we find a chumra by animals more so than people. Aval yotzei hu, but the behemoth can go out to Rosh Hashanah be'eged shal gabe amaka with some sort of dressing for a wound. Ubekshishin shal gabe hashever, or the boards that were tied on to hold a broken bone in place. Ubeshilia the cover around the ubar that was partially out of the goof and was sort of hanging out of the animal. Upokikin lazug bitzavara, and they could close the bell that's hanging around the animal's neck. Umetayelasimon bechatzer, and it could walk around within the chatzer. Katani mihas, but what do you see from here? It says velosi yachin bitraskalim shabapiam l'Rosh Hashanah, that the siyachim are not allowed to go out with these feeding baskets to Rosh Hashanah. So medak take the Rosh Hashanah hudulo habachatzer shaper dami, that it's only a problem to go out that way into Rosh Hashanah, but to put it around the animal's neck in chatzer is totally mutter. So my love begadolim umishem tanuk, aren't we talking about siyachim that have a long neck and they wouldn't have much trouble eating from the ground, and nevertheless you're still allowed to put the feeding bag just so that they can enjoy themselves and eat without having to bend over? And that's a kasha on Shmuel, who says that you're not allowed to hang the traskol even in a chatzer. Says Marlo, the ketanim umishem tsar. No, we're talking about siachim that are ketanim, that have long legs, but they're high off the ground, but their necks are very short, and therefore it's very, very difficult for them to eat off of the ground. So they need these feeding baskets. Tekanami de ketani dumya de kameya, and the proof is that it compares it. It lists it together with the kameya, which is mentioned right next to it, and kameya is necessary because the animal is ill. So the traskel must also be because of something that's as great a need as an illness, like a serious tsar. So shemamina, so that's the raya that we're talking about, dafka, siachim ketanim, and not gedolim. Okay, so we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up with Amar Mar on the very top line next time.